And today's Monday, February 1st, 2010. And you are listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, and welcome to the show. Welcome to another week. Happy Monday to all of you out there. It's been a busy day today. It usually is for me. This is an interesting birthday today. Jack of spades, eight of spades. Double spade, first of all. And eight of spades ruler. Some people live to be quite an old age born today. We have the last surviving veteran of the First World War. Still alive, Frank Buckles at 109 years old. He was born today. Then we have gospel singer George Beverly Shea, 101 years old. I didn't know these people were still alive. I just found out today from the paper. Actor Stuart Whitman is still alive. He's 82. And then we got some young people, too. Oh, Del McCoury. Now, he's one of my favorite bluegrass guys, Del McCoury, him and his band. Happy birthday, Del. I know you're not listening, but happy birthday anyway. Let's see, who else? Bill Mumy, actor, writer, producer. We have Princess Stephanie of Monaco. We have actress Sherilyn Fenn, Lisa Marie Presley, Pauly Shore. Patrick Wilson of Weezer, actor Michael C. Hall, rapper Big Boy of Outkast, singer Julie Roberts, and TV personality Lauren Conrad. Happy birthday to all you folks out there having a birthday. Clark Gable was born today, too. Jack of spades, eight of spades. That eight of spades must contribute to their living to be so old successfully. And this is a card, of course, is extremely creative and a hard worker. Aquarian. We're in Aquarian country now. Happy birthday, all you Aquarians, if we don't get to talk to you or about you on the show, either this week or next. Okay, we have some announcements tonight. First of all, we have a lot of listeners. We're having more and more listeners kind of every week, and that means that it's going to be much harder for people to get in and ask a question. I'm not saying give up, but it's pretty much those who call early on that get in the queue and get to be able to ask to do a question and answer thing. And if you've been keeping track, I usually only have room or time for about five callers per night, maybe a little more sometimes. So just know that it's just going to be increasingly harder if the audience keeps growing. We're not sure how many people we have listening, but I'm estimating somewhere around 400 people, which is a lot more than we have when we started. So welcome to the show. I have a contest question for tonight. Now, we had these contests. I stopped doing about a month ago, just kind of ran out of steam about it, but I had some good ideas for some questions. And how this works is the first person who calls in with the answer, correct answer, will win the prize. Or if nobody who calls in gets the answer, the first person who emails me with the answer will get the prize. And the prize will be a report from my software. You can get it for yourself or for anybody you like. And the winner just will email me afterwards and let me know what they want. Okay, so I have two questions, but I'm only going to use one of these. So it's the first question. Here's the question for the contest for tonight, okay? Okay. Every card has got different characteristics, right? So, and a lot of cards have an inner conflict about something because cards in their life sort of conflict with each other. So my question tonight is, what is the inner conflict experienced by people born on these two birthdays? I'm going to give you two birthdays, and they both have the same inner conflict, and I want to know what that inner conflict is, okay? And you need to know why this is their inner conflict, and it's about their cards, you know? It's about their life spread, their karma cards, or something like that. So the two birthdays are November 2nd and June the 6th. So the question is, what is the inner conflict experienced by these two birthdays, November 2nd and June the 6th? Okay, there we have it. That's our contest for this evening. So First caller up gets that. We'll see. Usually the callers don't get these questions. It's usually the people that email me who get them. And if that's the case tonight, it'll be the first person who emails me with the answer. Okay. And, you know, we have a lot of really good card students out there listening. I've noticed I've asked some pretty hard questions, and I was always surprised when somebody got it right off the bat. It just, like, blew my mind. And it tells me that you guys are really serious out there. You're really studying, and you're really learning, and you really know what you're talking about. I hope you're doing readings, some of you people, because you definitely understand it, and you're really good at it. Okay? All right, so tonight's discussion is about the aces and the tens. It's funny, you know, when you tell somebody they're an ace, they're usually really happy about that, because in our traditional way of thinking, our biggest association with cards is card games. And in card games, aces is the top card. It trumps everything else. It trumps the king, the queen, the jack, and everybody else in the deck. But in the real card system, the ace is the lowest card in the entire deck. It's the beginning card in the entire deck. So it represents a new beginning, and kind of like a seed that just sprouted. You know, if you grow some plants, as soon as that seed pops up, you can go out there every day and watch it develop, and it's developing so quickly. So there's this quickness to aces. And all aces have this. There's a lot of passion. There's a lot of drive in the aces. And they really desire to create. They have a strong desire, a strong passion, and they have a need to make things happen. And, you know, we look at all these aces and we see this theme of ambition. I mean, Tiger Woods is an ace. There's so many aces. Ace of Diamonds. Ace of Hearts is rather rare, Tiger Woods' birthday. It's the only one birthday. There's only one birthday of the Ace of Hearts. It's December the 30th. And yet there are 12 birthdays of the Ace of Diamonds. And they're just as ambitious. Ace of Clubs and Ace of Spades. All really ambitious. And there's impatience in the aces. I have an Ace of Diamonds ruling card. I remember as a child thinking, you know, I'm not going to live long enough to do everything I want to do. So I think that kind of just like, there was just a realization of that from a very young age. And I felt like I had to do everything as quickly as possible to squeeze it all in, interestingly enough. Now my philosophy has changed a lot, but I did live my life for quite a while with that sort of thinking cap on about what was going on. So ambition is in aces, but there's no guarantee that aces are going to be successful. You know, the desire is there. And really, in most cases, the desire is, is all that you need. I think I've discovered for myself that having enough passion and being persistent for something, you're going to get it sooner or later. You know, just wanting it bad enough and being really persistent, you're going to eventually get what you want out of life. However, if you have another card in your spread, maybe your ruling card or your birth card, that has more capability than an ace, because an ace is likely to stumble the most and make the most mistakes, because the ace just got here. They're noobs. They're beginners in life. They're ambitious and they really go after stuff, but they're beginnings. They're just beginners. They're wet behind the ears, you might say. This is why when you see an ace in your spread, it's a sign of a new beginning. Something new is cropping up in your life. It could be a new love, a new job, I remember I had an ace of clubs in Uranus one year, and I got a new computer, at that time, that new computer revolutionized my whole way of thinking and communicating with the world. It was an Ace of Clubs experience. Ace of Spades, new job, or a new lifestyle, brand new lifestyle. Okay? But there's no guarantee of success. Now, if the ace falls in Jupiter, it's pretty much a guarantee it's going to be successful or in a favorable period. But in a Saturn, it may not, of course. But what's the difference between an ace and a 10? The 10 has a 1 also, but it has that 0 next to it. And though the 0 has no value of its own, it's a 0 value. When it's placed next to a number, the 0 adds something. And what that 0 represents is a circle. And it represents having gone around the circle of experience at least one time. So a person who's a 10 has the ambition of the 1, but the experience that makes them successful at what they do. They go out there in the world and they achieve stuff. And they achieve it rather quickly. They're often successful as children. I mean, look at people like Michael Jackson, you know, 10 of hearts. And Madonna, 10 of clubs. She was quite young when she rose up to the top. If a 10 knows what they want out of life, they go to the top very quickly because of their inherent experience from past lives now, not from this life, but their experience from past lives that gives them the ability to be successful very quickly. And another thing about aces is because they don't have that experience, all aces have to develop confidence in themselves. That's a big thing. I'm an ace of diamonds, and I've noticed this with ace of diamonds a lot. They often brag about their skills and abilities. It's almost like an ace of diamonds is trying to talk themselves into believing that they are really, really are good at what they do. It's like a personal affirmation, you might say. But that same thing reveals that there is actually a sense of insecurity about one's abilities hidden underneath those words. And it took me many years as an ace of diamonds ruler to realize that that was the truth for me. So the very first thing for all aces is, because they're really beginners, is they need to develop belief, true belief in themselves, not just bravado, not just bragging about their skills and their abilities and what they might do, but actually truly having confidence in themselves. They are leaders. Aces are leaders too, by the way. And if you want to get something done, you always give it to a busy person, and that's always going to be an ace or a 10. So the big thing about them is they all have this thing of impatience, okay? It's part of their nature, and they're all both here to succeed. But the 10 has that experience. Now, I have a good friend named Dan Westfall. He's a 10 of spades. And he has a company that's a printing company and an advertising company. And he once decided that he was going to get a whole company of 10, people that were 10s. So he hired all of these 10 of clubs, 10 of diamonds, and 10 of spades, and 10 of hearts people to work for him. And he had a whole company full of 10 people. This is not a story. This is true. And what he found out quite quickly was that none of these 10s can work together, because they all want to do it themselves. They all want to do it by themselves. And so it was really funny, you know, because he thought really, you know, that he would have this super successful company. But there was this lack of being able to connect with other workers between the workers, which he realized that wasn't going to work. So we appreciate all you aces and tens out there because of all the good things that you do in life. And you show us that ambition has a good quality that we can all appreciate. Okay. I wanted to mention, too, that we have these different lines that we're using, and I'm going to try to announce the lines that are freed up after each person hangs up whenever I know what line it is. Like, I know our first caller tonight is on line B1. And so when he's done, that line will be available if you want to try to call in. I'll try to be mindful of that so that anyone who wants to call in will know at least what line to call in. I know right now that line B1 and B3 are full, and another line too, but I don't know which one it is. Okay? So I'm going to play this song from that I composed recently. Take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to take your calls, and Seth, you might have to adjust the volume of this song. I'm not sure if it's going to be loud enough. So we'll be right back after this song, which I call Flying. is called, that I call Flying. I hope you enjoyed that. All right, we're ready to get started with our calls tonight, and we have first up, let's see, Larry on B1 from Hawaii. His birthday is August the 8th, 1954. A Leo, Five of Diamonds. Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing good. The question that I have is that I really enjoy it out here in Kauai, but there's some potential business opportunities that may require that I leave paradise here, and just wondering what the cards have to say about that.
Are you looking at more than one opportunity or just one right now?
Multiple opportunities.
Okay. It's, you know, you're a Leo and you only have basically one spread. And you have a Three of Diamonds Pluto and a Seven of Diamonds result. And this has it has an indication that you're going to come into a large sum of money by your next birthday. However, there are no cards for moves here, really. I mean, there's an underlying card for a move in your Uranus period, which begins on April the 26th. But there are some really challenging cards in that period as well, like health-wise. Is your health good, Larry?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, these may not be health-related. These might just be work-related. Right now, you're in an extremely fortunate period, which is going to go till March the 5th. And actually, even that period is going to be good, too. I just am curious to see what will happen. Now, these two cards, the Seven of Spades and Nine of Spades, I will say this, that there's a possibility that these could be interpreted as you taking a chance on doing something that you really know is what you really need to do, like that has a deeper meaning to you, and that it is very fulfilling and successful. Okay?
Okay.
It depends on, so the answer is really depends on where you're coming from with this. If it's just about making money, you're probably going to experience challenges in that period. If it's about a deeper sense of connectedness with yourself and your life's work, then it could be very positive. Did you
okay.
get that?
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let me just take a quick look at something else real quick here. It looks to me like you are moving into something that's going to be very much more in tune with what you who you really are, better for you. That's what it looks like, just overall, okay?
Okay.
All right, Larry, thanks for being my guest tonight. Appreciate having you on the show. Okay, our next caller is from California. Her name's Cindy, and she's calling about Elizabeth, whose birthday is April 15th, 1935. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes. Yes, I am.
How are you, Cindy?
And I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I was just looking at that last reader's birthday to find out what the money card was. I guess it's in his result, the Seven of Diamonds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm calling. My mother is has to have knee surgery. She actually has to have both of them, but they're only going to do one for one. And so I just want to know if it's a good time for her. I in the cards, when I look at her cards, I know she's got six of spades right now. So
yes, but all these cards she has between now and her birthday have very good underlying cards. So I think it would be fine to do that now. And I would actually recommend it now because all of her cards are good right now, including her year-long cards, okay?
Oh. So does that go for next year also?
I haven't looked.
Oh.
When are you going to do this, Cindy?
No, this is not for me. This is for my mother.
I know, but when is she going
to
do it?
He wanted to know my birthday, but it's not for me. It's for my mother.
I'm aware of that. I'm perfectly aware of that.
Oh,
I'm asking
sorry.
You, when is she going to do, when are you going to help her do this?
Oh, I'm sorry. well, they have a tentative appointment for March 1st, but she's had some dental work done, so she's got to She has to do some dental work first, and then she has to wait like so much time, and then she can do it. So they have it set for that, but she's in Aries, and she's kind of, if she could get it done fast, she would do it. So, but I was just concerned.
I suggest you do it fast and do it before her next birthday, okay?
Before her next birthday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about during next year? Would that be?
It's not as good. It's okay. I wouldn't wait till her Saturn period next year. Your mother has an Ace of Spades and Six of Spades in Saturn next year, and that could be something very big. That's a ways away from now, but almost a year. But if she's going to do this, I would do it now. That's my best advice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Cindy.
If she were to do it next year, would just avoid Saturn, that's it?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cindy. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
All righty. Okay, I'm not sure which line Cindy was calling, but Larry's line B1 is open and Cindy's line is open. Let's see, B3 and A1 are both taken, so it would be the other line, whatever that is. Okay, now we have a caller named Christine from Marysville, Washington. Her birthday is June 15th, 1952. Are you there, Christine?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your work, Robert.
Why, thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that.
Very much so. And my question is, I'm in a huge decision dilemma. Usually I feel my guidance and I'm not feeling it. And I have my lease that's up, and it was kind of a gift from the state because of a healing center that I had in Bellevue. So my lease was paid for 15 months in a rather expensive, exclusive office-home combination. And businesses haven't really kicked in yet, but they're about to. So I feel like I have to leave because I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to stay here. And that I have to know and tell these people within a few days. And I've just been really in agony going back and forth thinking, well, maybe I'll take the chance and I'll be able to make it and keep it and keep this as a center that I wanted to create for healing.
You have good cards coming up in March. I mean, you have a Four of Spades and Eight of Diamonds and a Seven of Clubs. But, you know, I'm not going to tell you to take a big risk. You're going to have to make that decision on your own, okay,
mm-hmm.
about that. I mean, I see your desire for money right now. You have an Ace of Diamonds with a Nine of Spades. And the Nine of Spades tends to be an indicator of you letting go.
Right.
Okay. So it may be that you need to let this go. I don't know. I can't say for sure. There are good cards now, though, too. You know?
Yeah.
So,
well, it's true. I'm letting go of a relationship that I've had for a long time, and I'm going through that. So that's maybe what you're seeing.
Maybe, but it's not really showing up as connected to a relationship.
Ah.
Card.
Okay.
It's showing up in terms of money more.
Yeah.
But like I said, starting on March the 2nd, a month from now, you'll know by then. But unfortunately, if you have to decide now.
Yes, I do.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the result, all the indications are that money is going to come in.
Right.
By your birthday.
Right.
But ultimately, you're going to have to decide whether some people know when something's going to really be successful. They just know it. They can feel it in their bones.
Right.
Right, right. Now, if you can feel that in your bones, then you should go for it.
That's right.
But if you really don't feel that in your bones, if you're just wishing and hoping, but you're not really sure inside, then, you know, you'll have to act accordingly.
I think it's also stepping out with faith. You know, I think I'm often being asked to do that.
Well, and you are sitting on the faith card this year.
Yep, and I feel, and I've talked to my friends saying, I think it's about living that faith.
Yeah, well,
So that's right on, perhaps, huh?
Yeah, I see. I mean, I see that there, so it's certainly a possibility.
Well, thank you so very much. I sure appreciate you and your work.
Well, thank you. It's great talking to you. Have a great night, Christina. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take another caller. We have, this is Bob that was B3, by the way, that just got freed up. This is Bob from Salt Lake City. His birthday is May 10th, 1951, and he's calling about Karen. Are you there, Bob? Looking for Bob, if he's here. Maybe he's not here. Well, let's see, who would be next? Would it be Marjorie from Austin, Texas?
Hi.
Is this Marjorie?
Yes, this is she. Hi.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Mazarine, actually, with an M.
Mazarine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. Great having you on the show. And you are you August 31st, 1978?
That's correct.
Great. Well, welcome to the show. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm wondering about sort of influences coming up for me right now. I have a King of Spades as my long-term card this year, which is awesome, but I've been unemployed for the last 8 months, and I'm really looking for, you know, good influences to start a new business or just do something more to get more stable. Do you see anything coming up that I could use positively?
Well, yes. I mean, the thing about a King of Spades is, in order to access the power of that, there's two requirements. Okay, and it is the most powerful card in the deck. So if you want to use it, you should if you can, because it comes so rarely. But miracles can happen with that card. But there are two big requirements. Number one, you have to know exactly what you want to accomplish. And number two, you have to be unwilling to accept no for an answer. Okay. You know, if you think about kings historically in history, kings are not nice people. Okay?
Yeah.
They get what they want and they demand it to be the way they want it. I mean, they kill people too, you know. Not that you have to kill anybody, but you have to be so clear and you have to stand up and say, I'm going to have this and that's it. If you do that, you'll have all that magic. Now, coming into your next period here that starts, in 3 days, you have a 10 of clubs and an ace of hearts. And you also have a couple of fives. You have an underlying five and you have a five of spades. If you see a new opportunity arise, and especially if it involves moving or traveling, you should jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, so okay.
If something's going to show up, that's going to be when it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is you won't have to wait very long because that's only a few days from now.
Yeah.
But again,
really
you
amazing.
Have to be ready, and you have to be ready to move. You have to know. You don't have to know exactly how you're going to get what you want, but you got to know what you want. See.
Mhm.
So if you're clear.
Yeah,
about
I've been having
that,
issues with that. I feel like I want a lot of things and. I'm talented at fundraising for nonprofits, but it's been a long, hard road the last 3 years, and I've had really bad bosses, and I'm kind of ready to stop doing that and do something else.
And nobody makes any money at that, usually, either.
No, it's true. It's true. So
a lot of people are attracted to that kind of work who really have a poverty mentality, and they don't want to have to face the mm-hmm. fact that they don't really think they deserve money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody does, but it's a potential, you know. It's like people that love to barter, you know. They love to barter because they don't feel comfortable standing up and saying, I think I'm worth this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So stop giving
You're
yourself
right.
away for free.
You're absolutely right. You're so right. I have to stop working for nonprofits and do something different. So
yeah, do something
I
for
will.
Yourself, you know. Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you have a lot of good cards, so I would definitely go for it, you know.
Thank
your
you so much.
Your birthday has tremendous potential. You've got all the ingredients. You have the drive also. Six of Clubs is your ruling card. That's a card with a lot of drive for success, okay? So
yeah.
Now's the time. Get off that pity wagon, you know, whatever you want to call it. And use your power to see what you can do with it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, it was a pleasure. Is it a Mazarine again? Mazarine?
That's right. Yes, that's me.
Okay, great having you on the show. Have a great night.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, now, nobody was even mentioned our contest question tonight. I'm going to announce it one more time, and then on this break, I'm going to check my emails to see if anybody got it. But here's the question again. What is the inner conflict experienced by these two birthdays, November 2nd and June the 6th? Okay? So, we're going to take a short break. By the way, Mazarine was on line B1. B2 and B3 are full, so don't call those. And I'm going to go ahead and play the song, and when I come back, we'll keep taking some calls. So, be right back.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
And that was Krishna, Hare Krishna, from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. There's a lot more where that came from. If you're interested, go to my website, seventhunders.com, and you can read more about it and order one there if you like that kind of music, which I love. Okay, we have more calls. We have, let's see, which lines I know. I know these three lines are busy. B1, B1, B2, and B3 are full. I think there's another line, though. I can't remember what it's called, though. Next up is Pamela from Springfield. I'm not sure what state that is, but her birthday is May 19th, 1955. We have a King of Clubs. Are you there, Pamela?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
I have a question regarding career opportunities for me this year. I'm in private practice currently, beginning that last year, had some real slow startup, and I'm looking to see whether or not I would be better off pursuing a job other than remaining in private practice.
Well, what does private practice mean exactly? Is that a doctor or what?
I'm a psychotherapist.
Oh, psychotherapist. Okay, yeah. And so you've been doing this for how long?
Actually, I've been doing this for a number of years, but I was off for a while due to an illness. And came back to work last year.
Last year. And
yes.
So now you're considering what, a change into something else?
Simply wondering about a change because the upstart of my business has been rather slow.
I see. So the business that you're doing right now is not really doing all that well.
Correct.
So you're considering something different. Is that what,
yes.
Do I get that straight?
Same line of work, but maybe seeking employment somewhere.
Yeah. Well, there's indications of a change by your birthday. So I would definitely be looking around. I mean, in these times, we all have to be flexible and resourceful and willing to explore alternatives all the time, you know. To be fixed into one thing can be detrimental when things are shifting so much in our environment. Okay?
Yes.
So, I mean, I would definitely explore that if I were you. I would look around. I think you're going to come into some money soon. I don't know if it's going to come through your work. Maybe it could come through real estate or something. But, you know, that's going to be sometime in the next month or so. But even so, there are indications that you would be shifting or changing jobs by your next birthday.
Okay.
So I would just be available and see what happens. Be looking and, I mean, what you have now is not really satisfactory, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so be looking. Be looking. And are you married, single, or what? What's your status?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you married or single?
I'm single.
And is there a man in your life? I'm just curious because I see some love cards coming your way.
Yes. Just very recently, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, that could have an impact, too, on your career. See?
I see. Okay.
Depending on him and his status and so forth. See? Okay. So, we'll see. What's his birthday? Do you want to share that with me?
His birthday is July the 3rd.
Oh, interesting. That's my birthday.
Oh.
And I've
that
married
is interesting.
My wife is a King of Clubs, and I have an ex-wife who's a King of Clubs. And
oh, that's very interesting.
Tom Cruise, who's also July 3rd, he also married a King of Clubs. Your birthday. His first wife.
Oh, wow.
It's very interesting. So, anyway, you know, just be looking and be available for a change and see what happens. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, Pam, thanks for calling. And what Springfield do you live in? What state is that?
In Missouri.
Missouri. Okay. We just wanted to know because there's a Springfield in every single state.
It seems that way, yes. Okay. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Yep. Have
Good
a great
evening.
Night. Okay, that was line B2, folks, in case anybody wants to call in. Okay, we have Joey from New Mexico, and her birthday is April the 13th, 1968. Are you with us, Joy?
I'm here. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Great. Let's see here. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. And I just lost a friend of mine about 5 months ago who introduced me to Destiny Cards. And he was an eight of hearts. And he was nothing but positivity in my life. Like, for the past 10 years that I've known him, he's brought joy to my life. So I'm missing him a great deal. But I see for my birthday coming up that I have the eight of heart long range card.
Well,
and so I was wondering if you could give me some insight on how that could possibly turn out.
Is he dead?
Yes, he passed away about 5 months ago.
Well, it won't be him.
Yeah, okay.
Just, you know.
Gotcha.
Next question.
No, I wasn't expecting him to come back. But I've had good business days on Eight of Heart days, and I launched a business this year, a website, and I launched it during my Mercury period, and it's pretty much taken off, which is a good thing.
Yeah, so here's the story, Joey. Here's the story, okay? Success is in the cards for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. You're gonna do better and better. This next year is gonna be even better. Okay.
I feel that. I wanted to piggyback so that your callers know for sure. You know, my planetary ruling card is that Ace of Club, and that impatience thing is so true. And I'm working at that because I guess the older I get, I'm noticing that like everything is annoying me these days.
Uh-huh,
and I'm like, wow, like what's that about? So I'm glad you kind of like. I wasn't aware of that the Aces dealt with a lot of impatience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruler, and if I have to wait longer than a minute or two at a stoplight, I'll just turn around and go another direction.
Oh, wow. So you're not a rager, are you?
No, I'm not a rager.
I haven't hit that point yet.
I just don't have any patience for lines. And if I see a long line in a movie or a restaurant, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like that. I will order my movie tickets online.
No more questions, but I just want to say that I'm really glad to see that you are finally coming into some prosperity in your life.
Yeah, this has been a wonderful year.
Yeah, and it's gonna be way better even. This is so good. You're moving to the Pentagon.
I started my master's program last year, so I graduate next May.
You just began your ascent to the pinnacle this year, and you're going to the pinnacle in 3 years. Okay, on your 45th birthday. So it's nothing but up, up, up from here. Okay?
Good.
All right,
Joey.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Great having you on the show again. All right. And we're moving right along here. That was line B3, which is now open. And we have Kathy from Denver, and she's another ace of clubs, June 29th, 1951. Are you there, Kathy?
I am. I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm in my Saturn period, so
no kidding.
So I'm calling to see where things are headed.
Well, you have Saturn every year, and you're still alive. Somehow you managed.
I am. I'm doing very well. I'm actually launching my product in my Saturn period, and my ruling card has me with an eight of diamonds. But then I have a nine of diamonds. I don't understand.
Well, launching a product is sometimes expensive, isn't it?
It is very, yes.
Yeah, well, there's your nine of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully that eight will mean some money coming in, too. You know?
Okay, because right now I'm just seeing a lot of money going out and not really,
if you had paid attention to the cards, you might have planned that a little differently, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm kind of having some people helping me out, so it's like I'm kind of coattailing a little bit, so and I'm not sure if that's what I should be doing or really doing more of this on my own. You know, I'm trying to work with the cards, and you do a lot of things, you know.
Well, let's just say you were destined to do it now, so, you know, you can't change it now. You've already done it,
right.
So... You need to play it out and see what happens.
Okay.
The good news is that you're going into a Jupiter year next year.
Okay.
which is always fortunate. And you also have one of your long-range cards next year is the King of Spades.
I know.
Good things are definitely coming ahead.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Seth reminded me that I skipped over somebody, somebody I know, and this is Natasha, and her birthday is July 26, 1978. Are you there, Natasha?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Good, sorry for skipping over you.
That's okay, I figured I was in the mix somewhere. I've never called in, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, welcome. It's nice to hear your voice. I want to let my listeners know that Natasha is a member of the Magi Fellowship. She's a Two of Clubs Leo, and she's extremely smart.
Well, it's funny because I'm having such a really good year. I'm so glad I met you. And if I have these incredible cards, the Five of Hearts and the Five of Spades, and it's like I feel like I have a shovel pushing me. And I feel like I'm really slowing it down, and I really feel like I should be moving forward, and the Five of Hearts is sitting in my Two of Clubs position, so I'm just wondering what you have to say about that.
Well, the fives mean that if, and you have a five environment too, Natasha.
I know, that is my environment card, and I'm in,
you need to
right
get
there,
going. You need to move somewhere. You need to get out of Dodge and go somewhere.
I know.
What are you doing waiting? What are you waiting for?
I don't know why I'm waiting. It's really funny. I think it's pretty much because my relationship right now, it's kind of up in the air.
And well, maybe that's one of, maybe it'll be really good to move beyond that too, see?
I know. Yeah.
Well, you know this, but then you still are, you're the one that has to face all the feelings that come up when you think about doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's very hard for twos to let go of people. You know?
It's so hard. And then from our conversation today, we were talking about how my girlfriend, she actually has the Two of Hearts in Saturn right now, and I'm her vertical card.
Yeah, there you go. She's not enjoying it either. But so you guys are both suffering together when the door is opening for you, but you're too afraid to jump into it.
I know, it's difficult. So, and I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. But I definitely know I have to move.
There's a card in the tarot deck. There's a tarot deck. There's a card. I think it's, as a matter of fact, I think it's a five even, which is funny. And it's one of the relationship cards. There's only so many cards in the tarot deck that are relationship cards. Like there's the Two of Cups, and there's the Lover's card, and then even the Devil card has a couple on it, chained, you know. And this card, which I think is the Five of Cups, but I'm not positive, which would be a Five of Hearts, for example. Mm-hmm. It has this couple out in the snow, like, struggling, you know? And they're tattered clothes, and it's snowing and cold, and they're struggling together. And right above them is a church window, and it's all lit up, and you can see that it's warm in there and lit up, and they don't even notice it because they're so caught up in their struggle together.
I know, it's painful. It's true, it is hard to let go. And when I was listening to what you're saying to me about how Seven of Diamonds want to be together forever, it's so scary. Needing it too.
Well, you know what? You'll figure it out.
I will figure it out. Okay.
All right, Natasha. Great having you on the show. Thanks for coming in. No, you can't answer the question. You're a fellowship member. Sorry.
I didn't hear it. I was trying to connect in the beginning, and I missed like the first 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat it later, but fellowship members are not allowed to answer the questions because they get them too quick.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show, Natasha.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, see ya. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so far nobody's got this question. Interesting. Actually, somebody who emailed got really close to the answer. Let's see here. They're close. Actually, three people have all written, and they all got it close, but no one's got it yet. Okay? The question is, what is the inner conflict experienced by these two birthdays, November 2nd and June 6th? Now, we're talking about an inner conflict. That means it's this or this. So what is the this on one hand and the this on the other that they're struggling with? Okay? Okay, let's see. I think next up would be Chris, July 22nd, 1961. Are you there, Chris?
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
So what's on your mind this evening, Chris?
I have a question. My Saturn period is coming up on the 16th. And I'm kind of trying to figure out how to best utilize that period. I lost my job at the end of November, and I am having to move probably around the middle of February and back to the East Coast to be with family till I figure out my situation. And what I've decided to do is make a spiritual journey out of this going back and taking my time and trying to meet people on the way and so on and so forth. And I'm just trying to see if there's anything I can do to captivate that energy and take advantage of it.
Well, what you describe your plan is seems to be exactly what's going to happen. And the only thing is it's going to be in Saturn, and Saturn can tend to be difficult, you know. But if you're willing to be willing, all you have to do is be willing to do whatever it takes when it comes up, and it'll be fine. All right?
Okay.
And the good news is that after your Saturn period, you have a Ten of Clubs and Eight of Diamonds. So I get the feeling that on this journey of yours, you're going to connect with something that you want to do and get going soon afterwards.
Oh, great. That's exactly what I was looking for, because I feel like the journey, you know, is happening for a reason, and I know that it's going to be difficult because I'm going to be staying in my truck just to cut back on expenses and so on and so forth. But I really want to make it a spiritual kind of thing, and those usually are difficult. So,
well, make sure you have a good warm sleeping bag.
Yeah, I've got all that already arranged.
You know, I wouldn't be too concerned. You have an Ace of Hearts environment this year, which means that all you have to do is just be open to discovering what is it that you really love. And that will lead you. You're going to come into something, and you're going to be working by May, I have no doubt.
Okay. Okay, great. That's great.
All right. Great talking to you, Chris, and good luck on your journey.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so far nobody's got the contest question. Most of my callers haven't even mentioned it. We're going to keep going. We're going to have a little extra time tonight, but I think that now we're going to stop the calls coming in. We have Julie, Deanne, and Paula, and then we're going to end. So let's start with Julie, whose birthday is November 17th, 1976. She lives in Burbank. Are you there, Julie?
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
That's great. So you're a Scorpio, Three of Clubs.
Yes. actually, I have a question based on my living situation, which seems to be the theme tonight, and work-related, because I'm wondering if it's a good time for me to ask for a raise in my salary.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of affects my living situation because right now I'm struggling financially, so I'm wondering if it just all is in my cards just to do something to make that kind of move right now.
Uh-huh. Sure. I understand. Well, it's interesting. There aren't many money cards in your spreads this year. There are some, but not now. For sure.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you have a lot of persuasive power right now, and you got to be clear about, you know, everyone has to be clear about what's okay, you know. If you're not making enough money to live, at least, you know, semi-comfortably, I'm not talking about being wealthy, but just getting all your needs met. If you're not even up to that, you need to, like, change jobs or get a raise, one or the other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you just got to be committed to that. And if your boss can't put up the bill, you need to go find something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
I mean, you're a person, the Three of Clubs has a King of Diamonds as a second karma card. And you have within you everything it takes to be really successful in business. Even though you're a club, you have the most powerful diamond card in the deck as your second karma card. It's a gift. You have that gift of business. Do you understand?
Yes.
So you have to utilize that. You got to utilize that. See?
Okay.
I know a lot of really successful Three of Clubs. Oh, my God. They make so much money. And they love hanging out with the rich and famous people.
Which is kind of what I'm doing right now, so I probably...
Yeah, but they're not giving you any money.
yeah, exactly.
They're keeping all the money.
And it's in the creative field, so...
Keeping you poor.
yeah.
So,
okay.
So, what else?
The other thing is, I guess I'm using my creativity, but I kind of feel a little complacent, and I don't know if that's something about being a Three of Clubs. Always thinking there's something else I should be doing.
Well, something that involves creative expression is really it's what you should be doing. I know I had a client, you know, 10 years ago who used to work. She lived in L.A. She made about $10,000 a week, and all she did was talk on the phone all day.
Wow.
You know, and just came up with ideas. She was making that money just to have ideas. She was a producer for a TV talk show.
Oh.
And TV talk shows are always looking for somebody, that looking for new ideas of who to have on the show, something interesting. If you ever watch Oprah Winfrey, she's got people, she pays people a lot of money to come up with good ideas for an interesting show. See? I'm just giving you this as an example. But how can you turn your creative ability into making a lot of money? That's what you need to ask yourself.
Okay.
You can do
interesting.
It.
Interesting. yeah, interesting. Exactly the avenue I was heading towards, because my boss actually is in production, film, kind of thing like that, television.
Uh-huh.
And he was recently proposed with a television show, which I think is a great idea. So,
but you have to make sure. See, in Hollywood... The whole thing about Hollywood is that they get a lot of people to work for them for nothing, just to have the privilege to be around a few famous people. Do you understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's crawling on their knees. Please let me work for you. I'll work for nothing. Well, you got to play it a little differently, otherwise you're going to fall right into that, because that's what they expect. See?
Okay.
And you've got an eight of hearts right now. You can make this happen. You got to go... Say, look, I got to make more money or I'm out of here.
Okay.
You know.
And is there, I'm sorry to take time, but is there something that's waiting if for some reason they're like, okay, fine. They'll look for something else. Would it
you'll
be easy
always,
for
you'll
me
always,
to switch
you'll,
over?
See, the Three of Clubs tends to worry about money, okay? So you're going to worry no matter what happens, all right? Of course you're going to be fine, okay? But you're going to have to experience that for yourself, okay?
Okay.
You got to let go of what's not working. Otherwise, you'll end up being a slave like most of the people in our country, doing work that they hate because they're afraid they won't have more or have enough. Mm-hmm. You're young. You can afford to make some mistakes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, like, three kids, do you?
No, I have a dog.
Well, good. See, you're free to travel and move. So my suggestion is go for it.
Okay.
All right. It's great talking to you, Julie. Thanks for being
you
a guest
too.
On the show tonight.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night. Okay. We're going to cruise right on. And we're talking to Paula from Boulder. Her birthday is August 6th, 1966. Are you there, Paula?
Hello?
August 6th. Hello.
Can you hear me
Paula?
Yet?
I hear
you. Can you hear
now.
Me?
Yes.
Yay!
Yay, you made it.
I did. so good to be talking to you again. I called in last year and got some helpful information for my birthday. And I'm being a Seven of Diamonds, Leo. As you know, I don't have a lot of spreads to look at. But I was wondering, can I look at the Nine of Hearts about equally? Can I look that card up and look at that year and say, okay, this has equal weight?
It's a theory that's worth testing. That's the best I can tell you. It's a theory worth testing.
All
so,
right.
You know, I don't know for sure, but you're the perfect person to find out. So look at those spreads. Go back and look at significant years of your life and look at the Nine of Hearts spreads and see if the cards there reflect things that really happened to you.
Yep, they actually, I've done that, and they do.
Well, then maybe there is truth to that. I mean, in theory, it sounds like it would be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so karmically linked to that card, and you switch places with them every other year, that maybe you do look at that card spread every year for things happening. So if you've proven it to yourself, then I don't doubt you're right.
Okay. Well, it answers that. And my other question is, going back to the Seven of Diamonds, when I'm looking at the seven-year period, I'm going through my sixth year, and I'm in a Venus year this year, and I'd like to know what's under that Jack of Hearts and Queen of Diamonds.
Well, Jack of Hearts never has underlying cards other than itself. It's a fixed card.
Okay.
But the Queen of Diamonds has a Four of Diamonds and Five of Spades under it.
Oh, another Five of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so getting clear.
The Four of Diamonds is the strongest of the two, though.
Okay.
Just so you know. And underlying cards are always karma cards of each other.
Meaning?
Four of Diamonds and Five of Spades are karma cards.
Oh, I see. Yes, okay. Yeah.
So if you want to get the whole story, get my book, Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders. It's all explained in there in detail.
I am overdue for getting the next, going into the next level. I've actually started doing readings professionally after studying this for 14 years, and I'm just having a whale of a time. I'm having so much fun. And last year was, you said there was a lot of experimentation involved being a Mercury, and I was wondering, is experimentation also applicable just to the number three?
Yes.
So, for example, I've got all of these queens in a row this year, which vibrates to the number three. And then
It does, but they're not really threes, though.
Okay.
They're not really threes. Yeah, you're in that age 43 that has those bunch of cards all together of the same number. We had a contest question about that one night. Because there's a year that spread that has even more than this age of cards, threes together. I won't tell you what that is, though.
Is it for the Seven of Diamonds?
You have to understand that these come from the grand solar spreads, and there's actually, in the age 43 grand solar spread, there's like about six or seven sets of three cards together like that. So lots of different cards have that at the age 43.
Uh-huh.
There's like three kings, and there's three tens, I think. I forget. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to talk more, but I have one more caller, and we're running a little late, so I'm going to have to take that call.
Okay, I had a theory about that question that you had. Is there time for that or not?
Yeah. If you have an answer, shoot. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, the June 6th has the Four of Hearts in Mercury, so they want to get married young, and the Five of Diamonds has Four of Hearts in Pluto, so they want to get married when they're 90.
So what's the conflict that each of those birthdays experience? The people born on those birthdays, what's the conflict that each of them experience inside?
Oh,
that's,
I need
that's
to think about that.
Yeah.
They experience the same conflict. Okay.
You can email me that question and answer. No one's gotten it yet, so you can email if you think you know what it is, okay?
All right. I'll think about it. Thank you, Robert, so much.
God bless you. Great talking to you, Deanna. Paula, have a nice night.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Last call tonight, Deanne from Minnesota, February 15th, 1954. Are you there, Deanne?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
Okay,
yeah, it's Leanne with an L.
Oh, okay. Great, Leanne. Great having you on the show.
Okay.
Do you have the answer to our contest question?
Not at all.
All right.
I don't know enough about... I'm just starting to learn about this thing.
You know what? You don't have to know anything. So it's... It's fine. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, my birthday's coming up soon.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at, I'm a Three of Clubs planetary ruling, and I'm, the Ten of Diamonds.
Yes. I missed the first part because I wanted to hear about ones and tens, but I didn't make it home in time. But
well, it's recorded.
So
we'll be
I just know enough to be wondering if I should worry about. I have a nine of spades in my displacement this year, and the three of clubs has a nine of spades in the long race. I'm like, should I be worried?
Of course you should worry, because you worry anyway. It's an occupation for three of clubs.
I see.
As if you could stop worrying.
Yeah. Okay.
As if you had any choice in the matter.
What
all you
got to
have is one bad card and you're spread and you'll worry, you know.
So it is a bad card.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. Okay, so
what would you say
let's clean this up for a second, okay?
All right.
Everything in life that has a beginning has an end, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And we cry when things end. We always cry, oh, there goes my old T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my socks have a hole, I got to throw them away. I love those socks. Right? When you displace the nine of spades, it means that you really need to think about your life and be willing and ready to let go of whatever comes up that needs to be let go of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have opportunities because you got nine of spades all over the place this year, and you have an ace of spades in Saturn. So this is a year for you of some transition and change, and I'd be open to it if I were you. I'd be like, you know, ready. This is a new seven-year period, by the way, for you on your birthday. So it's like it's time to have a whole new life. Are you ready to, like, have an upgrade in your life?
I am, and I can see it coming. I have this set of books, and I've got the first one done, and I'm working on the pictures, and it's been a little sticky, but if that moved, that would just change my whole life.
Well, the first step in having a new life is flushing the toilet.
Aha.
And that's what the nines are all about, getting rid of all the stuff around you that you've been hanging on to that's no longer you, okay?
Mm.
Flushing the toilet bowl. Bye-bye. Let it go. You got to let
it
all go. If you fight
it,
you probably will, it'll be harder, okay?
Huh.
So let it go. The best thing is say, God, take whatever you want. Take whatever you think I don't need to. You just take it away. I'm okay with that. That's the best attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious about this. I'm not just making up a joke. This is what this is for real.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you got nine of spades in three significant positions, and you have the ace of spades also. So it's actually going to be a great year. It really is. And you're going to find yourself and your work and so forth. And get off to a good start.
Wow.
You've got to clean out some of your stuff from the past. You're carrying too much baggage. Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So I'd like to talk more, but I'm out of time. It's great having you. Thank you for being my guest, Jean.
Thank you for taking my question.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Nobody got the contest question that I'm aware of. Here is the answer. Okay. November 2nd is a Scorpio Five of Diamonds, and their ruling cards are the Nine of Diamonds and the Four of Hearts. The June 6th is a Jack of Diamonds birthday with a Four of Hearts ruler. Both of these birthdays have a Four of Hearts ruler, and their birth card are the Five of Diamonds and Jack of Diamonds, respectively. Well, these two cards, Five of Diamonds and Jack of Diamonds, are freedom-oriented cards. Okay, very strong freedom-oriented cards. But their ruling card is a Four of Hearts, which is all about security. A lot of people wrote to me and said responsibility, but it's not really responsibility at all. It's security, fear of not having enough. So here you have two birthdays where there's a strong drive for freedom, but at the same time they're being pulled upon by a desire to be safe and have security. And inherent in that is a conflict. And you'll see them struggle with it. People of these two birthdays will be struggling with, I just want to bust out of here and leave. Oh, but what will happen if I do? So it's kind of they're kind of tough birthdays for that reason. They find a way to work with it, but it's always a challenge for them. Okay, so that's the answer to our contest question tonight. So I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. I hope you learned something new about the cards. And we'll be back next week with the same format. New contest question. I got one already waiting here for you guys. Really good one. Pretty easy, actually. Easier than this one, I think. And we'll have some new things happening next week. So we're going to play the Gayatri Mantra, as we always do, from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And I bid you all a good night and have a wonderful week. We'll see you next Monday.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur
tatsavitur varinyam Bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona chodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha tatsavitur varinyam Bhargo devasya vimahi deyo yona chodaya
Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat